It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, hello, and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. First of all, I have to say welcome back, Doc Bill. It's great to have you back. Last show, you were down on the coast.
I was on Saplo Island, and we were talking about sugarcane. Well, Saplo Island's the birthplace of sugarcane in this country.
Really?
It is. There's a purple ribbon cane, which was the original sugarcane that was brought to Saplo Island, and they basically modified the plant on the island so it can grow in that bit northern climate versus the Caribbean, and it produced a very, very great sugarcane and made a great rum.
You know, Saplo Island is so full of so many surprises. I mean, who would have thought that sugarcane was first grown on Saplo Island? And now what are you guys doing? Are you trying to bring it back?
Well, we'll talk about it a bit later, but what we were actually going to do is we're going to reverse engineer. We're going to actually bring back that original cane that was grown back during the plantation days. The interesting thing is nobody that was alive today that's tasted any have tasted the cane. I've actually seen the cane or have been able to use the cane. So it'll be kind of nice bringing back an old crop like the Carolina Gold rice crop that was brought back.
Well, that is very fascinating. I love this idea of re-engineering.
Well, we've got to make another Georgia crop like the Saplo Island red peas, the Vidalia onions from Georgia. We need to have more crops that are grown in Georgia and has Georgia's names to it.
But that's what it's called, re-engineering?
Oh, it's reverse engineering. You're going back and, done via genetics, but a lot of it's basically done a series of crosses, so it's kind of neat.
Fascinating. Okay, we'll have to do a special show on that because, you know, we love to talk about Saplo Island and how beautiful it is there and so many things to do or not do. It's a great place to go and relax, but it looks like it's going to be also a great place for farming to come back. So great, great information. But now I know you know, and I know Joel knows as well, that I have been wanting to do this show for the longest time. I had the best trip back in July where I had an opportunity to go to Europe and take a cruise on Paul Gauguin's small ship called the Tierra Mauna. And woohoo, I mean, I'm just like so excited about this. And Bill, you missed it because, you know, I tried to get you to go. So I want all the listeners to know that although I was sailing around without you, I did try to get you to go on this. So I didn't just leave you at home.
Well, I wanted to go. And it's not exactly a small ship. It's a beautiful ship. And the food was great. And just looking at the pictures, it was incredible.
Oh, I know. It was just, I mean, it is a beautiful ship and unbelievable customer service. I mean, attention to detail like you've never seen. I mean, it's just really, really a wonderful experience. Now, I had a fantastic time, and I could talk forever. I mean, I could talk for a couple of hours about my experience there. But I do want to bring on someone who can really talk about it and talk about it from the standpoint of really sort of the inside scoop on telling us really what is it like to take either of the cruises that Paul Gauguin offers. And they do have a cruise line that does go not only in Europe, but also the South Pacific. So a couple of really, really great destinations. Now I have asked Charlotte Smith, who is with Paul Gauguin, to come on the show. Now, she is a veteran of travel as well as cruising. She knows cruising, and she was actually the top-producing regional sales manager at Celebrity Cruise. And she also worked at a couple of other cruise lines. But currently, she is the Southeast Director of Sales for Paul Gauguin, and I really want her job. So maybe she can also tell us how we can come and work at Paul Gauguin, because when you hear all of this information, you're going to want to go as well. So, Charla, I'm going to just stop just going, you know, goo-goo gaga over everything and let you come in as a voice of a little bit more reason and information and share with our listeners just how wonderful Paul Gauguin is. The name just evokes, I mean, so many of these wonderful images. So welcome to the show, because I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about Paul Gauguin.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. And, you know, this is what I hear every day on my job, is people who have experienced our product just overflowing with, you know, praise for us and what we do so right. You're the best spokesperson in the world out there for us. Thank you. It's wonderful.
Well, hey, I'm happy to go on any cruise and come back and be that spokesperson. So just put my name down top of the list. But I do have a lot of questions for you. So first of all, I want to start off with why the name Paul Gauguin? Because I know a lot of people know that name as the French painter. So it's the same name, but what is the relationship?
you know, it's an interesting conversation, and it goes back. You said it so beautifully. The name itself evokes a certain image of, you know, the tropical paradises of that part of the world. And I tell you what, it's on everybody's bucket list. You say Tahiti, you say French Polynesia, and there's not a hand that doesn't go up and say, I want to go there, or I've been there. But the correlation to the painter is actually just the image that he brings, because he is one of the most famous painters of the South Pacific, that beautiful scenery, as well as the beautiful people of French Polynesia. Mm-hmm. You cannot help but fall in love with every single one of them that you meet. And his paintings are just such a good representation of the beautiful experience that awaits you.
Now, how long have you all been sailing?
The ship was built for another company. It was actually part of Regent Seven mm-hmm. Seas Cruise Line. It was built in 1998, and then our parent company purchased it in 2009. It's the longest operating ship full-time in the South Pacific, and it's just a beautiful product, you know. And you think about a ship in 1998, and those of you who cruise, you go, well, I don't know, it's an old ship. And I have to tell you, it's so pristinely cared for by our company that she's gorgeous. I mean, she just definitely is outstanding, and the awards we get prove that.
Well, yeah, I can really attest to that as well. I mean, the cabins are really appointed quite well, and the maintenance on the ship, I mean, you see the staff there happily taking care of everything, and they just seem as though they're just kind of passing by. I mean, it doesn't seem as though there's, you know, a lot of, you know, stress and strain and keeping things beautiful. So it makes it very comfortable for those of us who are sailing around with you, that, you know, everything is just pristine. So thanks for that. But now, let me ask you this. Where were your first ports of call?
Well, she was built for the South Pacific. She has a special hull that's built for those waterways, and we wanted to build a good relationship from 1998 to present with the French Polynesian government. So she started out just doing, you know, the seven nights, Tahiti, Bora Bora, Mo'orea, Huhini, our little private island, Motu Mahana. So, I mean, that's where her home is. And even though we may venture out to Australia or Singapore or Fiji, you know, other areas, the French Polynesian islands are home.
Now, I know there's Paul Gauguin. Let me make sure I'm understanding this. That is the parent company, because the ship that I was on was the Tierra Moana, which sells basically in Europe and the Caribbean. Is that correct? Or help me with the distinction between the two.
Yeah, actually our parent company is called Pacific Beachcomber, and it's a hotel company that originates in French Polynesia. And we own beautiful resorts such as the Intercontinental Properties of French Polynesia with those over-the-water bungalow experiences, plus our newest, the Brando, which is on Teti Aurora, and we can talk about that later. But that is our parent company. They're the ones who purchased the ship in 2009, just the Paul Gauguin. So she's our flagship. She was the only ship that we had at 2009, and then we then purchased the Moana, so we now have two ships under the name Paul Gauguin Cruises.
Well, and the Moana is the one that I sailed on back in July. And we're coming down to the bottom of this segment, Charlotte, so I would love for you to stay with us, because you know I have a ton of questions about the Moana. And I want to also share with the listeners my personal experience as you tell us more of the details about it. So if you could just hang in there with us for a few minutes, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm interviewing Charlotte Smith with Paul Gauguin Cruises. So stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.